This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, September 4th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, 150 million workers in India join a nationwide general strike. 25,000 in Indonesia march for a decent minimum wage. British unions fight a right-wing anti-strike law. And our Labour Start correspondent reports about union struggles around the world. This is Radio Labour. In India, 150 million workers staged a one-day general strike on Wednesday, September 2nd. They are members of 14 unions in 10 central labor federations. Reports of clashes with police were reported from all regions of the country, and thousands of workers were arrested. The general strike affected services such as banking and transport, plus the supply of power, gas, and oil. Reasons for the widespread support for a general strike varied by employment sector, such as the privatization of banks. But two factors are prominent: the rise in prices and the government's attempt to restrict the right of workers to form unions and bargain collectively. Pranjal Rewa of NewsClick, a progressive video network in India, interviewed A.K. Padmanabhan, the president of the Center of Indian Trade Unions, CITU.
So what's the reason behind this general strike?
These are the type of issues. One is on prices. The other is on creation of employment. Then there are issues of minimum wages. Here this in the country, in India, we don't have a minimum wage calculation. The biggest attack against the Indian working people and the trade unions are their right to form an organization. And so we are not able to have a union. The employers, the Indian corporates, as well as the multinational companies which are coming into India, they don't want the worker to get organized. And unfortunately, the so-called largest democracy in the world, the governments here, whether it is at the center and various states also, they don't want the workers to be unionized. This fundamental right of the workers to get organized, for that we have to conduct struggle, we have to get victimized, we have to face police brutalities, our workers are put in jail. And this is one of the demands. Ensure that the trade unions are registered once they make an application within 45 days. And there are international conventions. ILO. ILO has a convention, convention number 87. 87 says about the right to organize. Another convention, which is actually part of that, is convention 98. It talks about collective bargaining. These basic two conventions have not been ratified with the government of India.
In Indonesia, workers have been fighting for a decent minimum wage. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemery Ainsborough reports on their latest action.
25,000 workers in Indonesia have held a demonstration to support union demands for a major increase in the minimum wage. The demonstration was organized by the country's three main union centers. They are calling for an increase in the minimum wage of 25%. They rejected a proposal by the government to implement an automatic calculation of the minimum wage, which would preclude negotiations. The General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, said that with more and more jobs in Indonesia becoming precarious, the government needs to implement a decent living wage. Sharon Burrow said the government must stand up against foreign multinationals who are keeping wages at unacceptably low levels and trying to weaken labor laws. The union centers in Indonesia are also campaigning jointly to win protection for domestic and migrant workers through ratification of conventions of the International Labor Organization. They are also calling for an end to the criminalization of workers and union leaders for engaging in legitimate industrial action. This is Seemery Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
Hello, I'm Frances O'Grady, and I'm asking you to get involved in the TUC's campaign to stop the government's trade union reform bill.
Francis O'Grady is the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC. She is leading a national campaign to stop the introduction of a new law which will severely limit the right to strike in the country. The law, being brought forward by the UK's right-wing Conservative government, will make it even more difficult to hold fair strike votes. It will also allow workers from temporary employment services, known in the UK as agency workers, to be used as strike breakers.
In any modern democracy, it's important to protect the right to strike. For most people, striking and losing pay is always a last resort. But if we don't have the right to strike, then all the power is in the employer's hands. And this bill is designed to do just that, to tilt those scales of justice against ordinary working people. Under the terms of the bill, new thresholds will be introduced that make it almost impossible for many unions to secure a majority. The bill also gives employers the right and encourages them to use agency workers to break strikes. We think that's an appalling position to put agency workers in and is just plain wrong and unfair. The bill will also require unions and trade unionists to publish protest and picketing plans. And that means that we have to tell the employer, the police and the authorities everything that we plan to do in advance of doing it, including what we're going to write on Facebook, what we're going to write on Twitter, and requiring the picket supervisor to wear an armband. And if you forget to do that or you make any mistake, then the union could be fined £20,000 each and every time. That's designed to hit us in our pockets. And the bill will also make it much more difficult for ordinary working people to have a political voice through the campaigning that we do using our political funds. It's just plain partisan. So please do join us. If you believe in trade unionism, if you believe in civil liberties, if you believe in the right of working people to stand up for each other and look after each other, then let's campaign together against this bill.
Now, here with his report about union events around the world is Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 9,000 stories that our volunteers collected since our last report. Last week, our top story section included links to news about the massive strike by 150 million, yes, 150 million, Indian workers against neoliberal labor law legislation. The online campaign against National Museum privatization in the UK that saw 130,000 people participate, and the reaction of media workers' unions around the world to the verdict delivered this week against Al Jazeera journalists in Egypt. We also had coverage of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are some highlights from the last month. German postal workers ended their dispute with a victory. Welsh bus drivers walked in a wage dispute last week. Canadian newspaper printers were locked out this week while plywood factory workers in Canada started the sixth year of their strike against employer rollbacks. Hospital workers in Pakistan walked for 2 hours a day all of this week over the non-payment of their risk allowances. Gold miners held an underground sit-down strike over wages in South Africa. Brewery workers in Venezuela started a wage dispute. Kenyan dockers ended a two-day strike over increased national insurance costs after the government threatened to sack them all. 27 union leaders were fired immediately after the strike. Platinum miners in South Africa started a strike over Job Security Week, not long after the release of the report of the inquiry into the Marikana massacre. And in South Korea, heavy industry workers began a wage dispute this week. Our top working women stories included coverage of the Chinese company that fires workers who get pregnant outside of approved time periods, women workers organizing in South African minefields against IMF and World Bank policies being implemented by their government, and the opening of the World Cup Players Union to women footballers. Currently, Labour Start is running 5 online actions. All these campaigns are requested by and sponsored by unions around the world. Join us in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.